It's not just home improvement, it's life improvement.
No, you're not alone.
The Frank Fontana Show.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday. Sure, you're freezing your tookuses out there. I got some people walking by the window looking like they're bundled up, ready to call it a day. I would too, folks. Get out of that cold weather. It's like zero. Yeah, dude, rock it out there. Lots of people bundled up, Ross. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to be here.
How's fatherhood treating you?
Fatherhood is great. Abigail is great.
How old is Abigail at this moment?
1 month today.
Already?
1 month today.
Wow.
I took a lot of time off work, Frank. They're listening right now, though. So,
Well, hi, Abigail. Hi, Mom. I hope you're all doing well over there.
I hope so, too. I've never wanted a show I'm working on to put someone to sleep more, Frank.
I will be very boring today for your child.
Thank you.
I will speak in a very monotone, low voice like this.
Much appreciated.
Shh, the baby's sleeping. That's great. Yeah, so for the folks who don't know, Ross Cochran, my beloved producer here, is the new father to baby Abigail.
Abigail Grace, born a month ago today.
Beautiful, man. It's a beautiful kid.
Thank you.
And I wish you the best with it all. And we're still, you know, we prior to the birth of Abigail, we were, soliciting parental advice. And we always welcome it. I mean,
yeah.
If you guys out there listening have some words of wisdom for the first year of fatherhood or parenting, that would be helpful for Ross.
Always.
He doesn't want to hear what I got to say because I just kind of lay it out there. I give both sides of the spectrum. I'm all warm and fuzzy, but I'm going to give you the reality that, like, I bought Ross like a 24-pint cup of Joe this morning, full of extra caffeine.
Much needed.
Yeah. It's crazy. Well, I'm excited today, folks, because we have a fantastic show lined up. We're going to be revealing some of my dirty secrets from my own home. I'm literally going to open my home for you guys. And you could hop on over to any social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Instagram I like the most. I like to post a lot of photos on there. And I've been doing some work, me and the wife and the kids. Well, yeah, I make the kids work. It's not a child labor issue, but they actually enjoy getting their hands dirty. That's one thing I teach my son all the time is, you know, don't just sit there and watch. Come over here. I'll teach you how to use a nail gun safely. I teach him all the safety aspects of it. He wears safety goggles. And by the way, any pictures posted online with my son holding a gun, it's a actual nail gun.
Yes.
And if there's no safety goggles on him, it's because he's faking it for the camera.
Yes.
Which I've taught him well because that's what we do a lot on HGTV and some of the shows as we like. All right, hold that pose. Don't shoot that nail in. Smile. Now shoot the nail.
And you can send your complaints to Frank Fontana.
Yes, at blibbity blibbity blabbity. And you might get no response. Yeah, so we'll let you in the secrets of that. Check out the pictures first, and then I'm going to break down how we're creating this. We're going for this, like, fresh farmhouse look, which to me is the new classic. You're seeing a lot of it in all the magazines and all the TV shows. In terms of the design world, is becoming a hot trend. And in my opinion, it's the new normal. You're going to see a lot of this trend, and it's going to stick. It's going to be a classic style, just like mid-century modern, just like contemporary. You name it, it's going to be here to stay. And I'm going to share with you how to get it in your home if you love that time-worn feeling, that feeling of welcoming and rustic elements into the home. I love that. To me, that's home for me. So I'm going to share that. And then we're going to switch focus a little bit here to, checking in on everyone's health resolutions. You know, we all about talking about that stuff on the show because one thing is to decorate and have a beautifully built home. Another is to be healthy in that home to enjoy it. You know, the two go hand in hand. You got to be healthy to enjoy life. And I tell you, in my personal life, there's a lot of stuff happening. You know, my father had heart disease. My uncle had it. My wife's family, as a matter of fact, yesterday, a family member had a mild heart attack. And thankfully, thank God he's okay and was able to get to the hospital in time. But these are the reasons that motivate me to continue to talk about keeping you guys or getting you guys healthy and exposing you to some of the secrets you may not know with great experts that aren't kind of commonly known. For instance, like our first guest who's coming up after the break, Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci. She's famous for the raw bone broth diet. It's really booming right now. You might have seen her on Good Morning America. She's been on the Today Show. She's doing her book tour. It's the number one best-selling book on the New York Times right now. And we're going to reveal the diet here on the show for our audience for the first time here on WGN. And she's a fantastic wealth of knowledge. So we encourage the call-ins, 312-981-7200. It's a good time to speak to a great expert about this, because a lot of people are starting to fall off the wagon with your resolutions. Ross, are you keeping yours?
My resolution was to stay alive during the first year of dadhood. So so far, so good.
Good. Talk to me in 6 months. If you stop hearing Ross's voice, you know he failed his resolution.
Yes, exactly. Keeping it simple this year.
Yeah, exactly. So, what, you know, Dr. Kellyanne will be focusing on the body and what to put in it and how to get those toxins out. And then expert Diane Robinson is going to be talking to us about your mind, because she believes your mind might be making you fat.
Yes.
And you've had a chance to kind of dive into the research of this a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's you know, you and Dr. Oakner last week were kind of making fun of the diet show where someone was talking about like the psychology of food.
My diet's better than yours, right?
Right, exactly. And you guys weren't really jiving with the dietitian who was suggesting that. Dr. Kellyanne is really taking it a step further.
Dr. Oakner wasn't. I the jury's out on that. I think that there's something to it. I really do.
Good. Because so does Dr. Robinson. She's a neuropsychologist, and she really knows what she's talking about. And, you know, if you want to get my attention in an email, send me with a subject line, "Your mind is making you fat."
Hmm. Yeah. All right. Now I had to get to your sweet spot.
There you go.
And then at 2:35, Allison Maitland is joining us. She's with Profit with a Purpose, a great business mind. And I think, you know, we'll share a wealth of knowledge on if you're starting up your own business and ways women can empower each other in the world of business. So it's going to be a full, well-rounded show. And I'm excited to kind of, you know, get into the stuff that's happening in my house. We really took on a lot this last couple of weeks because we have big things happening. I've been kind of teasing for a couple weeks now a possible TV show. Well, I could share a little bit, Ross. I know you've been bugging me to spill the beans. But your boy's got a new TV show.
Woohoo!
On a national network, FYI Network. We are in the early phases of pre-production and development of it. So what that means is we've signed the contract. And my wife is actually going to be co-starring with me.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a show on HGTV called Fixer Upper? It's the Chip and Joanna Gaines. Love them. The great couple.
I think a little bit,
out of Texas. Super popular right now. Well, FYI Network wants us to be bigger and better than them. And that we will be.
There you go.
Crush them. That's my goal. I've been doing this a lot longer than they have. I've been in this business 15 years on television doing home improvement and DIY programming. Off television, I've been on the internet, you know, for the last 7 years, climbing huge mountains and gaining, you know, tremendous amount of following on social media through brands like Craftsman, World Kitchen, who I'm currently engaged in. We're developing a product line with World Kitchen. My furniture line is coming out. I'm so excited. There's so many great things that are going to happen in 2016, and I want great things to happen for all you listening. So I'm going to share the good vibes.
Let's do it.
Let's start it right after this break.
This is the Frank Fontana Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, folks. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're joining us. And I'm excited for my next guest. She is a recurring favorite on our show, Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci. Hey, Doc. Are you there?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, so
how are you?
I'm fantastic. Freezing, but fantastic. How are you?
I'm just basking. My book just hit the New York Times list, so I'm feeling good.
So happy for you. I've been following all of your journeys via social media. And from your humble beginnings as a sweet and knowledgeable nutritionist and doctor, working your way up to the top of the bestseller list. I mean, that's really impressive, Kellyanne, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It is, as you know, it is definitely, you just can't lay down. You got to keep going. And if you keep going, the rewards, they'll be there.
Well, obviously, the rewards are there because you got a message that resonates and you got a program that works. So let's for the folks who've never heard you on my show before, let's give a little background and let's get into the book, because it's burning up the charts right now and it's burning up belly fat across America, too.
It really is. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, that's one of the reasons why. I know I make certain promises, and one of the things that I do is I actually teach doctors three things. This is what I do. I teach doctors how to teach their patients how to lose inflammation, how to heal the gut, and to become a natural fat burner. I literally travel around the country teaching doctors this, because what I've found is that there is no program for weight loss, for looking younger, for feeling better, more energized, to have better sex life. All of these things that people come into my practice and have for the last 22 years, all of my readers, this is what they're all looking for. There's no other way to get this to happen. You have to create these three things within the body, and when you do, the magic will happen.
All right, well, let's hear it. What are these three magic bullets?
Okay, so you have to have a program that will help you become this natural fat burner. And what I mean by that is you have to be burning fat all of the time, and you have to be burning stored fat. See, that's the trick. So many people aren't doing that. And when I say stored fat, you know where I mean. I'm talking the butt, the thighs, the, you know, the upper arm, that flabby upper arm, underneath the chin, all of those areas that age us, all of those frustrating areas, and most importantly, the belly fat. And we say it kind of casually. We, you know, belly fat. Well, belly fat is when you're a doctor, it really sends off bells and whistles. It yeah. really creates a trigger, because this is the fat that has been linked to breast cancer for women over 40. And this is the fat that wraps around your viscera or your organs and creates heart disease. So we have to pay attention to this. It's important.
It really is. I mean, I was just saying at the top of my show, a family member yesterday had a mild heart attack. And, you know, he suffers from exactly what you just said, a little bit of extra belly fat. And, you know, eating habits aren't great. And, you know, I can't stress this enough to, you know, and I'm passionate about it because I'm having this all around me. Family members all around me are passing away and getting sick. And it's all because of food. Food is killing
people.
You know,
it's one of the things that patients say all the time. And it goes like this. It goes, they're frustrated. They've been nipped. They've been tucked. They've been cut. They've been sliced. They've been diced. They've been on medications they don't want to be on. And they're tired of the side effects. They come in to see me, and I listen, and I say, guess what? We're going to go on a program that involves food and just food. And at the end of the program, they say to me, completely dumbfounded, you mean to tell me this has been about food the entire time? This has been about food? Because it seems like such an oversimplification.
Well, people want to point the finger at every other reason other than what you're putting in your mouth.
Yeah, the easy button society is what's happening. And I have to tell you, when you learn some of these tricks and when you learn how to implement some easy, easy things into your diet, it's not so hard after all. And what happens is you get what I call a reallocation of time. You start feeling like there's more time in your day. You start feeling re-energized because your cells need certain things. And I think the most important thing everyone should know is that we actually have a nutritional blueprint. And I screen this at the top of my lungs. If you saw the research that I saw, I just spoke this past weekend in Vegas, and I told a room full of doctors, make sure you tell your patients with absolute certainty, look them in the eye and tell them, you don't need to feel aimless. You don't need to feel like you have to bounce from one thing to the other. It's not necessary because the science is there. Go into the New England Journal of Medicine. Go into a lot of these really good journals that are not soft science, they're the real deal. And they will tell you the foods that our bodies best digest. They'll tell you the foods our body metabolizes better. And it all comes down to the same basic foods of learning how to build that basic plate. So there's no reason to feel all of the crazy town stuff that we feel. And as I examine so many of the big diet programs that are out there, and you see people, they float in and out, and they float in and out. And they don't, you know, and one of the things I want everyone to think about, people go on a diet, and some of them will work for a short period of time. We see this all the time.
Yep.
But have you ever noticed what their skin starts looking like? So their body starts looking better, in terms of losing the weight, they're getting thinner, but particularly women, I would say 35 to 40 and older, they start losing weight and something happens to their skin. It ain't looking so good anymore.
Yeah.
It loses something.
Elasticity.
And that's a huge, elasticity. And that's a huge tell. And that's one of the reasons why I developed the program I developed. And if everyone could actually see my book, Dr. Kellyanne's Bone Broth Diet from Rodell Publishing, that was just out in December, if everyone could see the cover, they would see on there, you know, lose up to 15 pounds, 4 inches, and your wrinkles in just 21 days. And I have to tell you, when you're with a big publisher like that, they don't let you make claims.
I was going to say, that's a big claim, Doc. I mean, a lot of people listening were probably going, get out of town. And here's the thing. I want folks to engage. I want people to be able to talk to you. So we're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to have to take a quick break, and then we're going to go to news. But, Doc, can you hang out with us for a little bit?
I would love to answer questions.
Awesome. So, folks, 312-981-7200. We're on the phone with Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci, author of the Bone Broth Diet, Lose Up to 15 Pounds, 4 Inches, and Your Wrinkles in Just 21 Days. That is a big claim, and if you want to debate it, you want to talk about it, you want to get more advice on this, call us 312-981-7200, and we'll be right back.
He's a dad. He's a designer. He's the guy who can make your house a home. And maybe make your husband a little handier.
No, you're not.
This is the Frank Fontana Show.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, folks, thanks for joining us. We'll be here till 3 o'clock at a jam-packed show. Right now, we're talking to our friend Dr. Kellyanne. She is the author of the Bone Broth Diet, Dr. Kellyanne's Bone Broth Diet. Lose up to 15 pounds, 4 inches, and lose your wrinkles in just 21 days. That is a big claim, but I'm here to tell you, I've tried her recipe. The bone broth is fantastic, and she's here to talk about exactly how to make it and what you could do to lose the 21 pounds. Hey, Doc, you still there?
Hey. I'm here.
Cool. All right. So we left off where you were giving us the three top things to do. You left off with, I think it was putting a program together. We have some callers and some texters. And if you want to speak to Dr. Kellyanne, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We have some calls holding already. But let's give them kind of the recipe here and a quick little roundup of the other 2 points.
Sure. So what I'd like to do is just tell everyone really what exactly bone broth is, because one of the cornerstones of this program, it's not just about bone broth. You actually eat with this program too, but I want to make it clear that bone broth is what makes it different, and it is the cornerstone, and you can think of bone broth. You make bone broth by simmering bones, beef, chicken, even turkey, and you have to understand it's more complex and more full flavored than regular bone broth, because you take these bones and you're going to simmer them for hours. And when you do that, you release such deep nutrition. And let me tell you, your body craves this nutrition. It's got a lot more minerals. It's got a lot more gelatin, which we're going to talk about, because gelatin is a huge reason why this program really works, because it's in the broth. It makes such a huge difference.
And is that the stuff that people usually go like, it's that gelatinous, like fatty-looking substance that people are always like, ew.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, you can skim what you find off the top. So what you do is, say you want to make this quick and easy. You take a chicken carcass. You can even buy the chicken carcass if you needed to. You take all of the meat off. You can use that for dinner, or you can put it back into the soup for more flavor. But that carcass is what you want. You put water about 1 inch over that carcass. You can add in there if you want. You can put celery, onions, carrots, some basic soup stock items. And then you flavor it, whatever your jam is. I love lemongrass in there. You can just put salt, pepper, whatever it is that you want. And you basically either simmer it or you put it in a crock pot and you turn that sucker on. And you leave it go. I mean, you can make it in 5 minutes or under, and then really the simmering, all of that, the stove or the slow cooker does all the work for you. It really is like a fast food because it takes no time at all, and you get amino acids, which are so important. They upbuild the body. They keep the body regenerating. They keep you young. that has the gelatin in there, which is cooked collagen. And so this collagen, if I could go on and on about collagen, because collagen is what so many of us are missing in how we look. Because in our 20s, our later 20s, we actually start naturally losing collagen. So by the time we're 35 and 40, we really need this. And the collagen is, it's kind of the glue that holds the body together.
Sure.
So if you want that youthful, plump, beautiful skin, and you don't want to be like most doctors do, they pull what you need and your healthy fats, they pull it from your cells. So you may have lost some weight, but your skin doesn't look good. When you use the bone broth in your slimming program, your skin looks absolutely amazing. Your cells are getting all this nutrition that it needs, and your skin is plump and glowing, and there's no price for that. I mean, it just is it's amazing, Frank.
And you have all this in the book. The book is available everywhere right now, right? Amazon, you can get it at your bookstores.
Yep, it's a New York Times bestseller, as I said. So when that happens, they ship it everywhere. It's everywhere now.
I want to take the 21-day challenge. I really do. I mean, I've dabbled it. You and I have spoke with it. I do use bone broth on a pretty regular basis, but I haven't done the full-blown Kellyanne program, and I think I want to do that.
You really should. go on Amazon and look at the reviews. These are all organic reviews. These are just people that are just writing in. You should see what people are saying. I mean, it's from the heart.
I believe it. Let's talk to some of the people out there that have some questions. Let's start with Joe. Hey, Joe, you're on WGN Radio with Frank and Dr. Kellyanne. What's the question?
Well, I'm an over-the-road truck driver by trade, and eating right out on the road is really difficult. I've been putting on a little weight, and I got type 2 diabetes. Could I mix this stuff up at home before I go out? Because I'm usually out for like 7 days.
Joe, this is perfect for you. Yes, you can. You can. One of the things that I love about this program is that you can. First of all, I'm going to have a product that's going to be absolutely perfect for you. It's going to be released in March. You're going to love it. You have to go to drkellyanne.com. Check that out. You're going to love it. But you can take bone broth, and you can put bone broth in a thermos. So a lot of the people that I work with, and a lot of people that have the same challenges, they do one of two things. They put the bone broth in a thermos, and 2 days a week, what we do is we do, Joe, this type of mini fasting. And Frank and I haven't talked about it yet. But this mini fasting that you do 2 days a week where you literally just sip on broth, it's not like any other kind of fasting that's ever been out. It's called, as I said, mini fasting. It's something that I've created by working with thousands of patients and seeing what they need. You're not uncomfortable because you're sipping on the broth. So, and this is going to pull stored fat. And for people like you that are sitting all the time, this is something that really helps and works a lot.
Joe, I would imagine that it would be actually a very efficient program for you because of the traveling and stuff, and you might not have to stop as much.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've got a microwave in my truck, so... I suppose I can heat it up and go.
You know what you can do, Joe? It's something, Joe, there's something you can keep it. If you have some way that you can keep it cold in your truck, what you can do is get an Instant
Pot.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Joe, this is, listen to me. This is the program that is going to knock your socks off. This program was designed and built for people like you. Because if you saw my life on a grid, you would not believe I got done what I did. And one of the reasons is this is going to, you're going to be able to get the nutrition you need without having to deal with it and think about it. Look, so many people out there are overweight and are malnourished. So a lot of the people that you see, they look heavy, but they're starving. This is a huge problem. This way, you can give your body what it needs, and it's not going to be on your mind at all. It's, you know, as Frank said, it's going to really, it's a program that would make sense for you. So what you do is you get the bone broth, you store it, and you get something called an Instapot. Instapot, you can buy them anywhere, Target, Walmart, you know, Costco, they all have it. They run about $14, $15. And you put the bone broth in there, and you want one that has a really wide opening. You don't want one with a small opening. Okay. You have to get in there and clean it. You want one with a wider opening. You put the bone broth in there. It heats up in minutes. And you have a really hot, you know, a hot bone broth. I use thermoses all the time. Thermoses are great. There's a lot of ways. I mean, this program is perfect for someone like you because you're going to be able to really get in there and pull that stored fat while you're still getting the nutrition you need. And on the 2 days a week that you just drink the broth, at 7 o'clock, you can have a small meal. You can have a small meal if you choose, and it's not going to have any difference in the results that you're going to get. But you're going to start feeling so energized. And one of the common things that I hear, which is amazing, I hear, you know what, I don't need as much coffee as I used to. So a lot of people, instead of having that afternoon cup of coffee, they've replaced it with bone broth. Or instead of having 3 cups of coffee in the morning, they have 1 cup of coffee and then they go to the bone broth because it's got those amino acids in there. It's got the minerals in there. It's got the protein in there. It's got that gelatin in there. It's got so many, there's so many substances in there that really give you energy. And because there's glycine in there, which helps you sleep better at night, so you're sleeping more sound, it's just a win-win. So I hope you do the program, and I hope you enjoy it. I'd love to hear your results.
Yeah, definitely. We'll keep track on Joe. And Dr. Killian, we really appreciate it. We're going to have a couple other calls. I don't think we have time to get to them, unfortunately. A couple of fun texts before you go, and one I want you to address because I don't believe that this is a proper statement. But one texter from the 630 said, as long as there's pizza in the bone broth, she's fine with it. Is that possible? The pizza bone broth diet?
Yeah, listen, yes, as long as you're making my cauliflower pizza, which is called
Boom,
Perfect
there
Pizza,
you go.
It's on my website, drkellyanne.com. I'm all in, girlfriend.
That's
I'm
funny. And then I just want you to address this quickly because we have to go. Is from the 847, I hope this woman is paying blah, blah, blah. Does this seem nutritionally sound at all? Just address that quick. Does this seem nutritionally sound? Because a lot of people listening might say, just a bone broth. It's not just bone broth. Okay. Quickly go ahead and answer that.
Thank you, Frank. So I want to make this clear. 5 days a week, you are eating food that is part of your nutritional blueprint. These are foods that your body is going to digest so well. It's going to metabolize so well. You're going to blast wrinkles. You're going to be energized. You're going to feel so good. I've used this program for 20 years on people. It is absolutely amazing. 2 days a week, you're going to implement the bone broth. The other 5 days, you can have a cup or two of bone broth. You can add it in, but you are eating, baby. You are eating food. I'm Italian. I got to eat.
That's right.
I expect everyone to want to eat. So
beautiful.
That's the way it goes.
I love it. Dr. Killian, you're always a wealth of knowledge. We appreciate you coming on the show. Best of luck with it. I mean, you're blowing up right now, and rightfully so. The book is called Dr. Killian's Bone Broth Diet. Lose up to 15 pounds, 4 inches, and your wrinkles in just 21 days. And you can get it at bookstores everywhere. Dr. Killian, have a great day.
Thank you.
You got it. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with some dirty little secrets from my home renovation projects. Well, that's right. It's time for my dirty little secrets of how to create that fresh farmhouse look in your home. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, if you weren't listening, you can go over right now to any one of my social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Go to Frank Fontana. Just Google it. It's everywhere. You will see pictures of me and the family getting together and doing some real funky stuff to the house. We have a 100-year-old farm home up in the LaGrange area, downtown LaGrange area. It's we started this show, this actual radio show, predicated around something called Frank Fontana's Project Home. And that was over 2 years ago. And we followed the journeys, actually WGN as well, filmed it. You'll find some clips on the web somewhere. We made over this home we moved into in like 14 days, had 5 crews going at one time, full renovation. We opened walls, we put new floors, new kitchens, new everything. And now we're kind of in the phase two of it all, where we're tweaking and adding the detail and the stylization, the ambiance, and all of the important stuff that really make a home, a house feel like a home. And our personal style is kind of fitting to the era of the house. It was a 100-year-old house. And back in the day, LaGrange, Illinois, was a very big farming community. And I know this because we went to the Historic Society in LaGrange and looked up in the research of it all. And these were just big plots of land. And these homes were built to facilitate, you know, small families. And the way they built the homes back then were brilliant because, you know, 100-something years later, we're still standing. It's a little crooked, a little wobbly here and there, but it's still standing. understanding. And then, you know, it's, I was telling Dean Richards earlier that, you know, it's amazing because certain portions of my house, we have a brand new heating system we installed, not because I wanted to, but last year the furnace blew. That was a nice $6,000 hit right there. But Four Seasons came to the rescue, by the way, sponsor here at WGN. Didn't get a discount, but I'll just give them a plug anyway. It's amazing, you know, because of these old homes, they didn't really insulate every wall the same for some reason. It's got an old rock foundation, so the basement's cold, even though there's heat down there. The attic's cold. The main floor is warm in the first two portions of it. The back portion is an extension that it was built before we got there. That's warm. We'll call that warm. The upstairs is 10 degrees colder than the downstairs. So, I mean, it's part of the, anybody who lives in an old home can pretty much relate to me right now, folks, right? I mean, you're not going to get perfection with that. You know, it's part of the charm, they call it, of owning an old home. Would I do it again? Maybe. I might look for a couple little things differently this time around.
Like what?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, if we're going to go there, I don't know how much time we have. But this home didn't have a sump pump, and I was like, oh, we'll put one in. Never got around to it. Well, what happened 3 months, 4 months after we moved in? The basement flooded.
Right.
But we found out it was not because of major seepage in any way. The brilliant homeowners prior to us routed every single gutter back into a cistern that backed up into the house. So one night we had an epic rainfall, and it was like Niagara Falls in my basement coming out of an old toilet that was plugged up that we thought. So you could imagine the stench from years and years of who knows how long of people
right.
who have done their business down there. I had no idea. I thought it was just a closed off toilet. Well, that came pouring through there, and I thought,
wow.
Yeah, I'm calling the city. I'm like, you guys, the sewage is coming back from the streets. No, it was the gutter that powered through the cistern and pulled all that water out. So long story short, I would do a little more homework, and I would probably opt to do the sump pump first.
Right, and maybe do it with kids that are a little older.
Yes, right. That was a whole nightmare. But we fixed it, and we just put a French drain in the yard, rerouted that. We don't even need the sump pump at this point. It's always good to have one,
right.
But and we will, you know. But we've been working on the aesthetics right now of the upper since we solved that problem, and we're really getting into this farmhouse style, which has become to me the new classic, and for a lot of different reasons. If you don't know what I'm talking about, all you gotta do is like Google farmhouse home or open up any popular interior design magazine. You're starting to see this, and it's like the inclusion of barn wood, tin ceiling, wide plank floors, neutral natural muted colors. In the kitchens, you're seeing a lot of white cabinetry with inset hinges, countertops, you know, stone or neutral or silestone, like a gray or white, Carrara marble mixed in, you know, the bronze tones for your handles and pulls. Lots of combination of various wood tones, which a lot of people always ask me, is there a rule of thumb when it comes to wood tones? Did you ever think about this, Ross?
Frank, is there a rule of thumb when it comes to wood tones?
Ross, I'm glad you asked.
I've always wanted to know.
Yes and no.
Okay.
You know, if you're living in a more contemporary home, and let's just take your floors to start with, right? So if you have maple floors, which are kind of like a honey color, usually.
Right.
If you keep it true. And then you go to your baseboards. If you have wood baseboards, all right, do I do maple wood baseboards or do I take it up a tone? Can I do birch? Can I do a walnut or, you know, color and species of wood? And the answer I always say, as long as you stay within three tones up and three tones down of your base wood tone, which would base meaning your largest wood surface, a.k.a. your floor most of the time,
right,
you'd be safe. But in the farmhouse style, you could go from a nice wide planked, you know, honed pine with a dark stain on your baseboards because you're doing usually a contrast of crisp white is the typical style. Now, I just introduced this weekend barnwood. So I created a focal wall in my kitchen. And this barnwood is all sorts of wood tones. It's got grays, browns, even like distress whites in it. And the you want to see this, folks, because it's super cool. I didn't go to Wisconsin and tear down a barn and hone the wood and seal it myself. I work with a company out of Canada called MUR, M-U-R, and the product, you can go to their website. It's walldesign.ca.
Okay.
And you want to look for the barn wood collection. What they do is it's real reclaimed barn wood, and they slice it so that it's a veneer of the actual finished surface of it, and they seal it. And so they send you, by the square footage. It's so cool because I just, called them up and said, hey, I need, 100 linear feet. Boom, sent it down, and I had it installed in less than 3 hours.
That's awesome.
And it looks, you saw the pictures, Ross. Be
honest. Oh, it looks amazing. It absolutely looks
whether
amazing.
It's your style or not, that type of accent on the wall, folks, is a game changer. It has so infused my home with such a great feeling. To me, wood, I believe, my design philosophy is all predicated on energy. Everything that you bring into your home has a life to it, and it emits a various energy that interacts with your home and you as a human being, because we're living energy. This wood brought such a great energy into our home and kind of reinvigorated us to continue and love our old home, because for a while there we were getting to the point where it was becoming a drag a little bit.
Right.
A lot of stuff going on. But sure. We can continue this conversation a little later if we need to take a break.
Let's do that.
Want to do that?
Yes.
All right. We'll drive home some of the other points and talk about some of the other projects we're doing just after the break. We're going to be talking, continuing a little bit of this conversation with weight loss, because it's on everybody's mind. It's, the big TV show on ABC is doing it. My diet's better than yours. We'll be talking about the mind, though, how the mind plays a part in this whole weight loss journey for you guys. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break in the news right after that. Frank Fontana. That's right. Everyone's dealing with it. We're trying to lose those extra couple. We're following our resolutions or not. Most people around this time start to fall off the bandwagon. And that's why we kind of want to reinvigorate you with a little bit of inspiration and knowledge. And I'm excited about this next guest. Joining me on the phone is Dr. Diane Robinson. She's a neuropsychologist, and she's going to explain to us how the brain receptors process food and how the mind plays the biggest role in helping or hurting all of our weight loss goals. Hi, Diane. How are you?
I am very well. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. And I'm really excited about this because I'm a believer in this. And I'm not sure if you follow. Are you based here in the States or are you overseas?
Although I have an English accent, I am actually based in Orlando, Florida, with a big healthcare system down here called Orlando Health.
Yes. Okay, great. So are you watch much television? Have you seen this new diet show on ABC?
I haven't seen that one, but it doesn't surprise me. There's so much advice and tips out there right now, so I know it's just flying around the networks and everything because it's that time of year.
It's that time of the year, and I think it's a topic that I don't think will ever go away because all of us either have a bit of vanity in us that we want to look our best, or we actually physically and medically need it, right? We need to maybe lose some.
Absolutely, yeah. You're so right. We do all have that little bit of vanity, and we all want to look good and feel a little bit better, but it's just so hard to do at times, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So how much of it is a mental thing?
Well, that's what we found out. We sent out and completed a national study, and here we've known for a very long time that what we think, our kind of attitude towards weight loss and exercise, has so much involved in how successful we can be, but still, in our survey results, we found out that no, people were just not paying attention to that mental component once again. So in other words, this is information we've known about for a very long time, but people still are not connecting those dots to say, it's really important for me to understand why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Well, so the reason I bring up the TV show, because there's this one, I call him an expert, because I don't know if he's medically qualified, but he has this diet called the No Diet Diet. And he talks about how the mind is and reprogramming your habits is way more important than the food you eat. Would you concur with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely agree. What happens is a lot of times we make some really drastic New Year's resolutions. Now, I am as guilty of this as everyone else. I've had it back in the day, just really drastic decisions before I knew somewhat a little bit better. But when we make those massive changes, it's just so hard for us to sustain. And so you know, I think what he is preaching is, let's look at the small habits first. Let's look at the things we're doing on a daily basis and understand, A, why we're doing them, and B, kind of figure out a better way of doing it that is not going to give us so much impact and really basically be impossible. A lot of times we set goals that really realistically aren't achievable.
Mm. Yeah, you see it all the time. Now, in one of the segments on the show, he makes this guy, because basically there's like six dietitians or experts who take on, okay, you know, a client, and then they throughout the weeks have to, you know, meet certain goals, and they show how each program is different and what these people do. So one of the first things he made this guy do is actually he went to his home and he looked at his current environment, how he would live on a daily basis. Don't change anything. Like, don't clean your room. Don't do anything. So he started with telling this gentleman to make his bed every morning. What do you think the mindset behind that is?
Well, I can tell you, first of all, having a really good night's rest is probably as important as this whole the conversation that we're having now. It's vital for health. As
sure.
Getting, that's the number one place I tell people to start is look at their sleep patterns. So part of making the bed is kind of setting that mindset that, that, you know, the bed is a place for me to rest. It's somewhere where I can organize, and it kind of organizes your day, right? It sets you up for the rest of the day of putting things into place and being mindful and conscious of what we're doing. And I think a lot of the time we're all going on this sort of automatic pilot. We're not actually plugging into why we're doing what we're doing. And so things like making a bed can just focus you on saying, okay, I'm going to focus on my bed right now, then I'm going to do the next thing. And you can kind of set up this routine and habits that are healthy, and then you're doing that, you know, again, consciously, really reflecting on why you're doing something.
And I mean, so it's for somebody who, let's just say, doesn't have a strong mind, who, you know, listen, I always refer to the movie The Matrix, right?
Mm-hmm.
And most people, you could look at it at surface as a really great action sci-fi thriller, or you could look deeper into the concept, into the script of The Matrix, and realize that it's, you know, basically talking about a mindless society who has not woken up to to the real world, you know, which is the not the prettiest world. It's all the truths out there. So how do you get somebody who functions on a very just plain surface level, you know, who believes everything they read, who watches every show, and that's the word of the gospel kind of thing? You know, how do you even begin to reprogram somebody like that?
Wow, that is a million-dollar question right there. I wish I had the magic bullet to make people more conscious of what they're doing and maybe to be a little bit more critical of their environment and not buy into all of this hype that's out there. I mean, gosh, if you go on the internet, there's millions and millions of hits if you enter, you know, weight loss or better exercise or look better. I mean, there's just so much information out there.
You know what's funny, Doc, though, not to interrupt you, my mother is the worst at that. She will literally, she'll call me like every other week, be like, Frank, did you see about this new program? Oh my, I saw it on Facebook. It has to be. This woman lost 100 pounds in 2 days. It's got to be real. You know, like,
you know, that's one thing I try. For many years, I've taught college, and no matter what class I'm teaching, I try to instill critical thinking in the students. And I think if we could have, like, online critical thinking for the nation, maybe that would be it. And that's just questioning, is this really the facts? Is there maybe something else going on here? And a lot of these websites will say, you know, research shows, and it turns out that the research that they've done has been, you know, five of their friends in the backyard.
Right. Or a doctor they paid, you know, or a big laboratory pays these doctors to go out there and say, yeah, this program is the best. It's medically approved.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Dig deeper, folks.
Yeah, dig a little deeper, and, you know, let's get real, right? Let's be realistic with ourselves. If we've done this 20 times before and tried 20 different diets, maybe that's a clue that we need to try something different that starts with us. It starts with ourselves and our relationship with ourselves. And, you know, if you're, OK, okay, it's a classic right now, right? The big games have been on television and everyone's been watching them with pins and needles. And a lot of us just will sit there with those game snacks and just keep eating. And, you know, what's that all about? So if you can still enjoy your football, but kind of be a little bit more conscious of maybe two dozen wings is not the healthiest for me right now. Right.
You know? Yeah, that's probably a whole day's worth of calories right there.
Yeah, so part of it is it's not that I don't love wings. Let me tell you, you can't be a
who doesn't
a football game, right? But it's about saying, okay, well, I'm going to have that, you know, as my supper, and that's part of the food, and this is the number of wings I have. And so it's not really about depriving ourselves. I think a lot of times we get really black and white thinking. It's really all or nothing, and that's a huge problem. So in other words, oh, you know, I was going on a diet, and today I had to have that cookie. I was so stressed out, and this is awful. This is terrible. The diet never works. I'm a failure. I'm never going to do this. You know, it's never going to work for me. And so part of it is saying, okay, well, why did I eat the cookie? Was I really stressed out? What was I feeling? Was I really angry at the time? Was I sad? You know, what is that cookie doing for me? And a lot of times, you know, food carries much more than its nutritional content. I mean, let's think about it. If we were only eating because it was good for us, look at how different our supermarkets would look,
oh,
right?
Oh, I know. Hey, Doc, listen, I don't have to cut you off. I want to keep going because I have another important question that I want to, you know, have folks, you know, be able to get a hold of you somehow if they have some questions. We're talking to Dr. Diane Robinson, a neuropsychologist, brilliant mind. We want to talk. My question, I want you to, you know, before I go to commercial, I want you to think about this.
Okay.
Because of a lot of Americans are on some type of mind-altering substance, but whether it be Valium, Xanax, anything to help cope with the world, how much does that play into the psychology of weight loss? So think about that. It's a question to ponder, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey now. Welcome back to the show. I'm Frank Fontana. We're here till 3 o'clock. And right now we're just wrapping up our conversation with neuropsychologist Diane Robinson. And she is from the Orlando, the Program Director of Integrative Medicine at Orlando Health. Diane, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. Hi, Diane. And I left Diane with a poignant question before the break. And it was, how does all of the medication that people are taking for, I'm not going to say mental illness, but to help cope with the world today affect weight loss?
Well, you know, a lot of the medications that are out there absolutely affect how your system works. So in other words, some are notorious for gaining weight while you're on them. If you look at the steroids, which are commonly given, and you can have some of the antidepressants that also can just change your system in the sense of your metabolism, so you do gain weight more easily. So part of the answer to all of this is actually, in the first place, taking better care of yourself. I mean, that's the bottom line. I do most of my work in integrative medicine in a large cancer center, and so we're really focused on, you know, cancer prevention. And if you look at that, it's over 30 to about 60% of cancers, depending on who you read, are preventable. And so, in other words, we've got a big responsibility to ourselves and to the people who love us to take better care of ourselves, to be around longer, to you know, really enjoy the life that we're living in. And it takes baby steps to do that, especially if you think, you know, well, I'm in my 50s, and so I've had 50 years of bad habits to try and, you know, figure out where did that come from and how can I do it better this way. And so I think if we can all just learn a little bit of patience with ourselves and be kind, because we really are all very good at beating ourselves up.
We're great at it. It's probably one of the better things that we are. Right.
You know, that's, I've never met anyone who's not an expert in beating themselves up. And so, you know, that's where I normally start and say, can you be kind to yourself? Can you, you know, just say, you know, I'm a fallible human being. I make mistakes. And take it from there and really look at what you can do for yourself just today, one thing that you can perhaps set that first step to better health.
Let me ask you, Diane, as a neuropsychologist, why is it so hard for people to
really love themselves? Like, what is it? Is there something in the brain that does not allow? Because it's so easy to be negative. It's so easy to look at ourselves in disgust and say, look at all the things we've done wrong and focus on that. It's like comes like that.
Definitely. There's a couple of theories, and the most popular one, or the one that's most well known, is that our brains are set up to scan for the negative. If you think from an evolutionary perspective, as human beings, how we survived, we're all the time looking for possible danger, right? So if you think back to the caveman days, how we got through it was we're scanning for that saber-toothed tiger, we're looking for potential
the fight
danger.
Or flight response, right?
Right, but it's really a basic survival instinct. So we're incredibly good for scanning for potential danger. That's how we've come through it. But that same ability that we have to look for the negative is also, you know, our sort of Damocles sword. It turns on ourselves because we're always looking for the negative in ourselves. And it's unfortunate, and we have this wonderful way of comparing ourselves to other people when they look great on the outside, but I can guarantee you most of us are struggling some way. No matter how well we look put together on the outside, all
sure.
of us have, you know, our problems, our little dark secrets. Or
do you think social media has encouraged this behavior?
I do think that it's a lot more prevalent. If you look at the history of psychology, which is fairly old, and start to track where, for example, eating disorders and body disorders have gone, it was generally thought to be a feminine, a female kind of difficulty. But now we're seeing body image disorders in really young boys. It's really starting to impact.
Yeah, that's sad.
You ask why? Well, you know, if you look at all of the male images that are out there on the video games, and you have these massive, super bulked up heroes, right? And they're all perfect with that V-body and the six-pack abs. And, you know, we're really putting an image out there that's not actually reflective of the human body. It's only a few small percentage that can reach that, and a lot of times that percentage is being airbrushed anyway. So, you know,
right.
What are we doing to ourselves? So
part
of it, again, goes back to being kind and being realistic and just accepting ourselves for who we are, you know, fallible, complicated, exquisitely wonderful human beings.
Fascinating stuff. We're talking to Dr. Diane Robinson from the Integrative Medicine at Orlando Health. How can people get a hold of you?
Well, you know, I'm always happy to receive some comments on the blog. We have an Orlando Health blog, and they can come on that. They'll see some of the other articles that we've written over time, and they can read actually more of the details of this and some other suggestions that we have on that. And any comment that they post, I always get.
Thank you so much, Doc. We really appreciate it. Have a fantastic Sunday. It's great stuff.
Likewise.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break, get to news, and then we're going to be talking about how to profit with a purpose. Are you a woman who just started up a new business or wanting to? Well, this is our Wonder Woman series that we're continuing here, and we're going to help inspire and educate you to get to that next level right after this.
Testing, uno, dos, tres, catorce.
He's the go-to guru for great design ideas.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
He's edgy. He's in your face.
The lead designer and host of HGTV's Design on a Dime.
The Frank Fontana Show. It's not just home improvement. It's life improvement.
That's right. We're trying to improve your life one radio show at a time. All right. We're shifting gears, putting our business hats on. If you're an entrepreneur and looking to grow your business, well, we got somebody who can help you do that. Allison Maisland is joining us, and she is a entrepreneur coach, so to speak. Allison, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me today.
Well, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. And this is a topic we love to talk about because we love to inspire people to, you know, be entrepreneurs. Go out there and get yours for yourself. And your whole thing is you kind of show these young entrepreneurs or even people who have an existing business that want to take it to the next level to grow like a rock star company. Explain all that.
Well, absolutely. I feel that business is the best way to share your creativity and create a rewarding life and be able to give back as well.
And, that's, and that seems to be something I hear often is, you know, if you're going to start a business, make sure it's something that is community-based, right, where you're giving back to the people.
Yes. I mean, we call it conscious capitalism, which is a kind of a hot phrase these days. And I work with a lot of entrepreneurs to help them grow their business. And I say, number one, you have to love what you do. You have to be passionate about it and excited about it, or else, you know, you're going to quit when it gets tough. And you're always going to have those ups and downs. But if you can be passionate about it, it have a deeper meaning, and you give back, I mean, then it's a win-win for everybody.
And how about those, and I agree with you, how about those who say, like, you know, it's a tough economy out there right now, why would you start a business now, when the fear sets in? Because a lot of people are great starters, they're great ideas, and they're like, oh, this is going to be the next million-dollar idea. Then all of a sudden the reality set in, well, it's going to take marketing dollars, it's going to take manpower, it's going to take this, 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 and this. How do you kind of calm the entrepreneurial mind before they jump off the bridge, you know?
Right. Well, big empires have been built starting in the worst economies. It really comes down to the entrepreneur and how badly you want it. You can make anything a success. It's all about your persistence and not giving up when you feel like things are getting tough, even if you don't have the money. I mean, I've built 10 companies, and 9 of them, I had 0 investors, and I was a single mom for 12 years, started with 0 money, but I had passion, and I knew that I wanted to make it a success. And so if you in your heart of hearts want to make this happen, there's no reason why you can't succeed.
Well, let's talk about some of your successes. You know, so you said you're a single mom, right? And you had no startup money, and you're trying to, you know, get a business off the ground. Where do you even begin?
Well, the first thing is that you have to have a good product or service, right? You need to have something that people want, they need, and then you also have to have a model that you can communicate that to your customers. And we're in such the age of the entrepreneur now. We've had more new businesses start in 2015 than in the last 20 years. And that really is because of technology. It's opened so many doors for us, right? Mm-hmm. And so I've had so many business owners that are able to turn their idea, I mean, even through a Kickstarter campaign, there's a lot more access to raising money. And I always tell my clients, just get out there and share your passion. Talk about it shamelessly with everybody, because if you feel that you have the best product or service, why wouldn't you want to get it in the hands of everybody that needs it? And
sure.
So, you know, I've worked with clients that have had everything from aerial TV companies to refrigeration companies to beauty salon chains to online businesses, information products, consumer goods. It doesn't matter. There are people out there that need you and your big idea. So you just have to keep getting it out there to them. And, you know, we've got social media.
Right.
One of my businesses in the past was an advertising agency. And you used to have to spend thousands of dollars to reach your consumers. But now there are so many ways to reach them for free.
Allison, when do we cross the line between, because I've known a lot of people, you know, being in the position I am with a radio show and a platform, who come to me with great ideas and want to do products and want to do this and that. What is the fine line between being aggressive and annoying when it comes to pushing your product?
Well, I think that, you know, nobody wants to be pushed on or have things thrown in their face. I think that it's all about learning to build rapport. I always want to build a really good connection with my prospects and build a community and build a following. And so I think we're in the age of people paying it forward and saying, how can I help you? How can I serve you? How can I support you? And learning more about you and building a relationship rather than just throwing things in your face. So, for instance, on social media, one of the things we do is we help clients build a community around your wisdom, and so that you stand out as the authority in your industry.
You know, what's interesting on that note is, you know, being an authority in an industry in home improvement, design, and DIY, there's been a shift in the expert world, let's say, whereas many years ago, somebody with a television platform, a radio platform, you know, is the kind of the authority. But today, because of social media, it's actually in a lot of ways, you know, if you haven't learned sustainability and adaptability as an expert who's come from the old school, to be a new school expert in the stemming and birthing from the world of social media, these nobodies, let's call them, who've now become somebodies in their expertise, are kind of storming the internet. You know, so does that make sense what I'm saying? So, you know,
absolutely.
We're living in an age,
with anything,
right?
Yeah,
where that's anything's
absolutely
possible.
Yes, and the thing is that you have to change with the times, right?
Yes.
Or else your whole industry is going to be disrupted. I mean, look at Blockbuster. What happened to them?
Right.
You know, people aren't going to want to go into the stores to get their videos anymore. So, you know, I think that it used to be about the company building a brand. Now it's about the personality. People want to get to know the person behind the brand. Do I like this person? Do I trust them? Is this somebody that I would want to connect with? And so, you know, it's really about putting that personality out there. And you can do that now with a, you know, a podcast or a show on YouTube or, you know, an ebook, things like that, and or a really popular blog. You can have a huge following in a matter of minutes, really.
And you can even see this with the younger generation, the teenagers out there who are these social media hits. You know, they not even because they're talented, but they're, you know, let's say they're mocking music videos or they're doing some weird, you know, performance art on Instagram or YouTube or Periscope. They're garnishing millions and millions of hits, and all these bigger brands are throwing tons of money at them for them to mention a product, right, to talk about this.
Definitely. Yes, and see, the thing is that what you have to do, though, is be smart, and this is what we help our clients do. It's how do we turn that into actually growing our business? How do we turn that into ROI? Mm. It's one thing to create big popularity, but is it turning into dollars? And you have to have a profitable business or your business isn't going to sustain, right? You won't
right.
be able to pay your payroll and all of that kind of thing and continue to serve the community. And so you want to be strategic about it. You don't just want to be throwing yourself here and there. You want to make sure, is this my target audience? You know, is this the languaging that is connecting to them? So, for instance, if you're trying to reach a corporate audience, then you're going to, you know, LinkedIn would be the platform for you. And you may not want to waste your time on Instagram.
Right.
So it's really being strategic with your methods because, you know, your time is money as well.
Interesting, the evolution of LinkedIn, huh? How it started out as a pure business networking platform. Now it's kind of morphed into more social media.
Well, it definitely is, you know, a form of social media for that more executive corporate audience. And I feel that, you know, for the baby boomer generation, a little older generation, you've got people that are really serious. And what's so fantastic is that you're able to connect with people that you would have never been able to reach before. I mean, you may have to call them 100 times and never get them on the phone. And again, this is something that we do. We really help our clients to figure out the right languaging, the right way to connect with those decision makers that are going to move your business forward.
All right, folks, we're talking to Allison Maislin, and we're going to continue our conversation, and we're going to hear all about this big event you have going, the Blast Off Business Breakthrough event happening in San Diego, January 22nd through the 24th. We'll find out more about what it takes to be a woman in business, making your mark. We're going to talk more with Allison right after this. That's right. We're talking to Wonder Woman, a serial entrepreneur and mentor, Allison Maislin. Allison Maslin, thank you, Ross.
That was
Sorry
my mistake.
That, Allison. Everyone. Yeah, yeah. You're giving me false information here. Allison, you still with us? I think she is. Allison, so we left off the break. I wanted to really get into, you know, women in business, making your mark, because it always seems to be, you know, it's getting better, but it seems to be a bit harder of a uphill climb for women in business when it comes to entrepreneurial.
We are seeing more and more of that. I mean, I started in business when I was 19, and you didn't see many women business owners, especially at that age. I'd say 37% of the new businesses now are run by women, so we have a ways to go. But, you know, women are finding that being able to run a business gives them everything that they want. For instance, one of my clients, Liz Papagni, was working for a corporation, doing marketing, and making a really nice income, but she was miserable. And she wasn't liking the corporate lifestyle, and she didn't get to spend time with her children. So she left the corporate world. I've helped her build her marketing company. Now she's able to pick her kids up from school, spend the time with them when she's there, quality time, and she has doubled her revenue. So
wow.
There's so much more freedom that a business can give the women. We just need to, you know, I'm working on that, helping them have that voice and tap into their greatness.
Allison, so, you know, a lot of people talk about what was, what is, in terms of the balance of society, balance of roles when it comes to men and women, mother, father, parenting. And some believe that, you know, because of the state of the world it is, because of divorce, because of so many reasons that women have to work, maybe have to start business to support a family because they're single mothers or a widower, whatever it be. But do you think at all the balance, as women become stronger entrepreneurs and businesswomen, the balance of society changes, the balance of the roles in our world, and how does that affect children and what we once knew as, you know, Main Street, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, the world's changing all the time, right? And so I think this path has been happening for some time, especially in my lifetime. I mean, my mom didn't work, and so we're forging a new path. And does it make an impact? Sure, in so many ways. But I'll tell you what, my daughter is 27 now, and she grew up with me being out there and following my passion. And guess what? She's doing that for herself now. And so, you know, a lot of times women say, you know, should I wait till my kids are grown? And they're really putting off their own passions. And I think you're setting an example to say, hey, you know, I want that sense of accomplishment. You know, I am smart. I do have a lot to contribute. So I believe that it actually really helps society and lifts people up. And
you don't
and
think
they,
at all that do you think the kids suffer at all? Do you think that that is at all, you know, I guess, you know, because a lot of people say, is that the way it's supposed to be? I mean, what is supposed to be in,
right.
in the year 2016, right. you know?
Right. But, I mean, you could be home with your kids and not really parenting them well. So
this is true. Good
I
point.
It's you know, it's all about quality. Now, having my own business, I was able to bring my daughter to work and pick her up from school. So I feel like I had more freedom with her than if I had a job. If she was sick, I could turn things around and be with her.
Yeah.
I didn't have to ask somebody if I could leave. So, you know, I think that it actually is quite the opposite.
So putting it
in my experience.
Well, no, and I agree with you. And I think that there's going to be a new normal. You know, and this the generation where the percentages of women entrepreneurs goes up and women executive goes up. You're going to see in the next 20 years a shift in, I guess, kids and the way they're going to act and the way they're going to be. Not that it's going to be worse. It's just going to be different. It's going to be different.
Right. And if you have a women business owner, they're going to be more compassionate to someone that has kids and put things in place for their employees to be able to take better care of their kids. So,
yeah,
you know, I think, you know, there are a lot of things that this could be a whole topic in itself.
Oh, for sure.
Obviously it impacts a relationship and so forth. So, you know, you need to be in a relationship with someone that is supportive and really understands that type of lifestyle. That's why I married an entrepreneur.
I think
he gets me.
I was going to say, you need to be with somebody who gets you and shares a similar entrepreneurial spirit because they can appreciate like that attracts me more to, you know, my wife is now going to be actually on a TV show with me versus being, you know,
fantastic.
On the side watching me do TV. So this will be different for her. She's a mom of two. We have two young kids and she's going to step up to, you know, be a part of this and be an entrepreneur herself. So I'm really curious to see how she, you know, I'm sure she's going to do great and we're going to have support and all that stuff, but it's new for her, you know, and there's a lot of fears and, you know, coming from being a stay-at-home mom to be now, you know, a personality and an entrepreneur in her own right. It'd be interesting.
Yes. You know, when I lead events, in fact, I have one coming up this weekend, I often encourage the business owner that's attending to bring their spouse, whether they're in the business with them or not, because it really gets them to understand the thought process of an entrepreneur and what they go through, and helps them to get on board and support them. And it not only will help the growth of the business, it helps the relationship as well.
So, Allison, how can people find out more information about the event and you?
So the event, the Blast Off Business Breakthrough, is happening Friday through Sunday. In San Diego, we have close to 500 business owners flying in from all over the country to attend. It's our fifth annual, and we really help you develop your own customized blueprint so you have a solid action plan to take your business to a whole new level in 2016. It's absolutely incredible. To find out more, all you have to do is go to my website, which is myblastoff.com, which is myblastoff.com, or they can email us at support@myblastoff.com.
Excellent. And you guys offer a free ebook as well, right? Or Blastoff ebook?
We have a free audio, The 8 Millionaire Secrets of Successful Entrepreneurs, and people love that. It's very motivating and inspiring. You can listen to it on your way to work. Well, of course, after they've listened to your radio show.
Of course, right, exactly. Allison, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Have yourself a great Sunday, and you're a great guest. Lots of awesome information.
Okay, thank you so much. This
was
fun.
All right, cool. All right, so Ross, this is the time of the show where we kind of wrap things up. The beat's coming up next.
Yes. You want to give away one more gift card?
Let's do it. Let's before we wrap here and we end our show, text in right now, 312-981-7200, or call us. The seventh text or call will get a Luminati's gifts card. You could go to any one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order it online at luminatis.com. And I suggest the deep dish.
There you go.
The deep dish bone broth.
Yes, exactly.
It's going to be on the menu next week.
Absolutely.
And before we wrap up here, I just want to say thanks to my producer extraordinaire, Ross Cochran, to Veronica Carter up in the newsroom for kicking butt on that news report. Always just right on time, just nailing it.
She does.
She's not listening to us right now.
No, because she's nailing the next news report.
Right. It's all about prep.
Yep.
In this whole thing. And if you want to learn more about my farmhouse design and style, you can go to my Facebook page or Instagram at frankfontana.net. You can go there. It has links to everything. And I'm sure Ross will be posting some pictures on WGNradio.com.
Yes, I will.
/ the Frank Fontana Show or something like that. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and Carmen and the boys will be here for the beat right after that. And that does it for me, folks. The boys from the beat are here. Gentlemen, how goes it?
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
Good afternoon, Frank. How are you?
Good. You look very fancy today.
I did put on a sport coat.
You're way overdressed for our show.
So overdressed, man. Are you talking about something fancy today?
No, we're doing our standard show, I believe. Anything going? Well, we do have an in-studio guest, though, right?
Adam, we do. Hulk? We have Glenn Beckman from Shut Sports. They're the people that make football helmets.
Oh. Are we talking about injuries, are we?
Well, they have a new helmet that they say is going to help reduce concussions. And so he's going to come in here, show us the helmet, tell us about it. I'm a little skeptical, to be honest.
Is somebody going to be testing it, one of you two?
Or? I'm putting that thing on, and I'm going to allow Adam to hit me in the head as hard as he wants.
Wow.
Oh, I'm staying for this.
I think you should try to run through the glass.
That
right
that
on the Michigan Avenue.
Cool. I don't know if I'm really willing to go to that level, but I would let you take, like,
I hope it is.
I think it is, actually. Oh, test it out. There's a little crack on this one. I think if you hit that one, you might be able to get through.
Yeah, that's not going to be going on, but I probably would let Adam throw a football as hard as he can at the helmet and hit me, but
I would think you'd probably bring in Hampton for one of these seconds
That's what we should do.
That's another thing I wouldn't be willing to do.
No.
But
let Hampton take you out?
Yeah, no.
At his prime, what was his fight weight?
He told me that before Super Bowl 20, he was benching 700 pounds 2 days before the game.
Shut the front door.
Wow. Shut the front door indeed.
Wow. All right, gentlemen. Well, you have a fun show, and I hope you don't get a concussion.
Thank you.
That's our goal every show.